and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Gary Winkle Smith wrote an article, and he starts out by saying, within a few hours of the 9/11 attacks, our government named a group of 19 Muslim men as the principal players in the most devastating attack on this country, even more so than Pearl Harbor, ladies and gentlemen, and it was mostly civilians who were murdered on 9/11. Now, unlike the mass murder of our sailors by another military power, which, by the way, Franklin Delano really was a card-carrying communist Roosevelt, did know about ahead of time. It had something to do with embargoes on Japan that really agitated him, so that's another subject. But there could be easily many counts of attempted murder charged as well, but assuming an indictment is issued, there will be undoubtedly be dozens of kidnapping charges, some major theft counts, destruction of public and private property, and sundry other charges arising out of the death and destruction of that day's events. Of course, the principal charge will be conspiracy to commit these crimes. The 9/11 Commission report, frequently referred to Keen Zelikow report, has concluded that the 19 named Muslims were operatives of Osama bin Laden, that they conspired to hijack airliners and commit the atrocities. Well, folks, at least eight of those 19 hijackers that they identified that supposedly died in the most disastrous air attack using U.S. airliners in this country's history are alive and well on the planet. They are nowhere near dead. They're out there still. Which, you know, the Keene Commission, the 9/11 Commission, conveniently forgot about that, Carl. They didn't want to touch that subject.
Well, they did. And also, Mohammed Atta's father has come forward about 2 years ago and made a statement that his son had gotten in touch with him, and he is still alive. So what I think they were doing, the more we've looked at this, I said, you know, all they were doing was dropping names to create this illusion and create this American anger. We've got to go kick somebody's ass because of this. And, oh, by the way, don't look at it too close and figure out that we were the ones that did it. We want you to back us because we're going to go over here and do this. And when they took off after Afghanistan, I mean, you and I've talked about it on the air and off the air. I mean, when I had already met Berdas Corporation and knew about the contract they had with the Taliban, and that contract was the last remaining obstacle. When 9/11 happened, and the first thing we do is go over and take the pipeline away from the Taliban and Berdas and put it under our control, you know, there is a motive. And when you look behind this, and back when I first wrote the book, it was $7.34 trillion, with a T, dollars worth of oil and gas, well, just through the use of terrorism and weak dollar and shortages on refining capacity, that same oil and gas is up now worth about $12 trillion. That's a pretty good return on your investment for carrying on this charade.
Well, and, you know, oil, again, is pushing that $60 a barrel. Our OPEC friends, specifically the Saudis, are saying the Saudi oil minister, Ali al-Nami Said Ridya, and I don't want to say that again, he says, we can maybe up this maybe 2%, but, you know, you and China are eating up too much oil, and we can't pump anymore. In the meantime, Mr. President is drilling in Anwar, not producing for 5 years, we can go to Gull Island and get it immediately.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Truth Seekers meeting, ladies and gentlemen, this Sunday, June 26th, down at the China Emperor. That's Four Corners, 111 West William Cannon at South Congress in Austin. And I'll be speaking down there along with Alan Davidson, Wheatgrass, celebration of successfully defending the privacy, health, and the well-being of children and family from dangerous and unnecessary government psychological and pharmaceutical intrusion. Don't you know they want to mentally screen all your children so they can declare them something as a kilter so they can get them on the mood-altering psychotropic drugs. Also a presentation, looking back and looking forward, a short video presentation by Robbie Noel, also a broadcaster on this network. So folks, you want to come down and have a nice menu at this Chinese restaurant. It's $7.99 for a buffet. This is going to be from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Or if you're just out and about and you've already had dinner, come on down. $2 donation for the door to help offset the cost of the facility. Very nice facility, very nice people down there. Come down there and join us, folks. And that'll be happening this Sunday, June 26th, from 5 to 8 p.m. down at the China Emperor. William Cannon and South Congress. Give us a call. Also, program note, this hasn't been set yet, but my friend Lindsay Williams is coming in town next month, so we'll keep you apprised of that one. Before we take the calls, Carl, I wanted to know about Elliot Spitzer and what's the deal with him on the 9/11. Has this progressed any?
We do know that they're working on the insurance investigation part of this and on the gold fraud part of it. As far as trying to see the grand jury to actually start bringing criminal charges and investigation on the murder side of this, haven't seen any action at all.
Isn't that interesting? Now, I know he's in the he's right in the rat's backyard up there, but
well, he's got a situation. He's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. If he pushes this and pushes the wrong buttons and it starts leading back like it does to both Americans and Israeli people, he would be labeled under the Israeli tribal law as a Moser. That's a rat fink, and he would be targeted for death. Now, that's one problem he's got. The other problem he's got is if he sits on this and it finally blows up anyway, I think the state of New York will tell him to go to hell on his dreams of being the governor of that state.
Well, either that or he successfully gets a prosecution, snaps everybody's sleep, snaps them out of their sleep state in New York, and they elect a governor that's trying to do the honest and correct thing.
Well,
now there's a concept.
That's his third choice. And, I mean, somebody asked me the other day, what would you do if I was Elliot? I said I would increase my security tenfold and go for it.
I'd stack the security people around me like cordwood. Let's go to the calls. Martin in California. Hello, Martin.
Oh, hi, John. I have a couple of questions for Carl Schwartz.
Yes, sir.
One of them is, you said you have a website, Carl Schwartz 2008?
Yes, it's not completed yet, but it is up and active. It does not have the donation page. It also does not have the PDF that we've been talking about on the air.
But his website right now is Carl Schwartz, and it's spelled with a K, K-A-R-L-S-C-H-W-A-R-Z, no T-Z, folks, schwartz.com.
Okay. Yeah, and the other one, same spelling, but 2008.com after it, and it's up right now.
Oh, okay, I found it, and I was using a T, John.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people do. They think it's Schwartz, and,
yeah.
It's, and it's not. It's actually Schwartz.
Okay, and the other comment I wanted to make was that I'm excited about, somebody like Carl Schwartz actually being able to unify this movement a little bit, and actually be a viable candidate. But I want to see, I think the only way that this can really be successful is to bring some of the people that are disenfranchised Democrats or left-wing people into this movement.
Yeah, well, here's the problem, Martin. When you start doing that, they want to know what the political hot-button questions are. What's your position on abortion? What's your position on gun control? These people, see, and this has been the breakdown of the educational chain in this country, that somehow people seem to think that you can still have a free and open society, that you can have liberties, you can have freedoms, and they're absolute. But yet you got the people in there that are stupid, that are not familiar with our form of government, don't understand what the role of their government is and what they're supposed to deal with and what not. And what happens when you start dealing with this, Carl, please speak on this, because when you start dealing with this, the detractors will start pushing those emotional hot-button topics, and, well, we can't back this guy because he doesn't believe this, or he doesn't believe as if we do.
What has happened with abortion is that they've turned a moral issue into an over-politicized issue as a hot-button to keep this type of dissension going on between the sides. I mean, last election, you would have thought everything was about family values, and let's go kill.
Well, I was adding up all the issues that the people who listen to this radio station and the people that are opposed to the war on the left have in common. And there is actually a lot of issues. And if we could stay away from divisive issues like abortion, then maybe women's rights might be something else, where they aren't as important to me. And if you leave that open in your platform, that it might, you know, attract those people in.
I'm playing devil's advocate here because I'm being realistic about this. If you eliminate that for the platform to make those people feel good, on the other side of the aisle, the people that still think themselves as being conservative are going to be yammering because this guy, what's your position on this? Why are you not speaking out against it?
Actually, some other things, John. You've got a situation here to where whether you're, you know, libertarian, progressive, or conservative, we've got a lot of people in this country right now that are about $2 trillion poorer than they were 5 years ago because of all the market fraud that's happened. They have yet to see any justice. That is a number of somewhere between 30 and 45 million people that are very angry, and it doesn't matter what their political ideology is. You know, they're looking for answers. They're looking for restitution. They're looking for justice. They haven't seen it. So what we're trying to do is focus on what would it take to dismantle this beast that's been created in D.C. and stay away from this stuff. I mean, like gay marriage, you know, I'm not gay. I don't want to change the Constitution to allow gay marriage. But if somebody wants to live with somebody, that's not my business. It's also not my judgment call.
Right, and those are divisive issues that really aren't as important as bigger issues.
Well, those are not the issues that are going to put this nation on its knees and keep it on its knees.
Yeah, and as much as I have feelings about abortion or whatever, I would be okay with supporting somebody that didn't take a stand on that because it's not as important as the great economic and the neocon platform, their New World Order agenda for the United States is really, that's kind of a minor issue, really.
It's minor compared to some of the bigger issues we've got facing us. I mean, where I personally stand on it, I've been asked and I'll answer it. I am pro-life. I am a Christian. I don't believe in it. But I also, as a Christian, do not believe it is my job to judge somebody else that makes that decision. That's between that person and her God, and that's not my decision to make.
Yeah, but okay, let me ask you this political question then. That being the case, by the way, Carl, the analogy that you said about things that bringing us down to our knees in the same breath as we're mentioning homosexuality, ugh, I don't even want to go there, but no, I understand. But do you think that the government should be involved in granting same-sex marriages or this, that, and the other? I mean, what's the quick political response to that one?
Well, what I have looked at and what I put into the platform is that I would be in support of civil unions as far as what their true gripes are, and that is joint property, medical. When they get sick, they're not even allowed to visit them in the hospital because, quote, they're not family.
Right.
Things like that can be done away with to diffuse that situation.
Right.
Like I said,
that's a good idea.
If they want to go do that, that is their call, their choice. And I really don't think government's proper role is telling people who to sleep with, how to live, what to do. I mean, if you start looking at a list of pros and cons of what government should do, shouldn't do, or does well and doesn't do well, I mean, it leans very openly to an open platform that says, you know what, the silent majority out here are the people being screwed, and as soon as we figure out how to unravel this Gordian knot that they've tried to keep us in with all these little ist and isms and factions, then we're going to figure out how to get these people out of power.
All right, Martin.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Charles in Louisiana. Hello, Charles.
How you doing, Mr. John?
Good.
How you doing, Mr. Call?
I'm doing fine. Are you the gentleman down there with the longshoreman?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Call them back to see if they can get back in touch with you.
Okay.
Did they get in touch with you?
Not yet, but I've been hard to reach for the last couple of weeks.
So, well, I called him back. I called him three or four times. Mr. Call, you say you're going to run in 2008.
Yes.
But, you see, if we had a war, these people ain't going to give up power to let you just move in. You know that. Then they're going to just give up.
Well, no, but we're starting right now for one reason. There's an election coming up in 2006 where if we do it right, we can put a huge dent in their plans, we can conjure up a pretty good thunderstorm for their parade. And then in 2008, people have a whole lot better focus on what it is they're voting on.
Charles, Charles, hold that question, your follow-up question there. We'll be back. Got to take a short break. Roger, Leslie, Eric, and others, just hang on. We'll get to all of your phone calls. My guest today, presidential candidate for 2008, Carl W.B. Schwartz. And also want to talk a little bit about Patmos Technologies and the nanotechnologies. Exciting stuff in the future, folks. Exciting stuff happening out there. We'll be back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
We're back. Charles in Louisiana. I didn't quite catch the longshoreman thing. That just went right over my head, and I'm sure it did with everybody else out in radio.
Well, I'm trying to get them into unions, you know.
Okay.
To get them to back him. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just don't see it, Mr. Carl. I'm giving a power for you. They'll blow something up, and they won't have elections or something. They're just not going to sit back and let us take it.
I don't expect them to give up without a fight. The key is what we put out there as far as the message of what this fight is really about.
So, what do you think about this property rights? See, I've been checking since I heard about it. They're going to take, in Louisiana, they're going to widen the I-10 and I-12, and they got golf courts. They're going to take hundreds of homes out here. And I talked to a guy in one of Channel 9 News, and everybody's worried. But I don't think the people will let them have the property. I don't think the people's going to fight down here.
Well, it depends what they need the property for. If it's something like, you know, putting in new freeways, streets, widening and stuff like that, I mean, they're doing that in Houston as well. I mean, they're taking a lot of properties where they're widening 10 through Houston. That's one thing. But when they're going back in there and saying, you know what, we want these four houses, rezone them to commercial so we can put up a hotel and increase our tax revenues tenfold, that's a different matter.
Yes, sir.
And what they're trying to do in this recent Supreme Court decision is basically opening the door to where if somebody can come up with a lame brain idea of why your house needs to be in somebody else's hands and the city backs it, now they have Supreme Court precedence to do it.
Yes, sir. Well, just one more question. I know you got other calls. Do you think that people will stand up to this or do you think they'll go along with it?
We're finding out that they're standing up more and more. I mean, I've probably gotten close to 500 emails in the last 24 hours just about this property issue alone. I don't think Washington understands that this is a very short fuse, and they keep tweaking it, and I think sooner or later it's going to blow up in their face.
Well, I want you to know I'm putting out your tape, one-way ticket to Crawford. I'm putting your tape out. I ran off 8 copies last night, and I'll continue to do that for you, sir.
Well, thank you, Charles.
And I love you for what you're doing. And, Mr. John,
yes, sir.
I love you, too, for what you're doing, and God bless you, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, more of us together pulling in the right direction at the same time, something's got to give.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Charles. I appreciate it. Roger in Pennsylvania. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, gentlemen. Yeah, I'm all for fostering alliances with anyone of any political stripe, including whatever undefined, vague, single-issue or lumped-issue advocacies. Now, my question is, with zero, excuse me, zero pessimism, but you could take a whole panoply of 20 or 30 issues, and you'd find that with the rare exception of one or two, like freeing the hammerlock control over personal medical decisions, nutrition, the FDA hammerlock, you go right down the line where as soon as you take that these other positions, then you're going to have the wailing and gnashing of teeth from the liberals as soon as you go to say anything of legal aliens.
Oh, there you are. You dropped out there for a second, Roger.
There's going to be some gnashing of teeth when they read the political action plan, because we've addressed every one of the key issues that we had a group of about 500 people working on. Different strategies of, you know, how can we approach this? You know, what about the abortion? What about gay rights? What about this over-medication of America? What about this issue of putting us all on psychotropic drugs? And basically, we're just drawing a real firm line and saying, you know what? What we're seeing here is a government that's out of control. They will do anything that benefits commerce, even if it is to our detriment. And here is how you fix it. And how you fix it is you're going to have to take them on head on. I mean, it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be a fist fight. And a lot of people have known it for about a year. But if it came to this, it is going to be a hell of a fight. But finally, America, I think, is going to start seeing what some of the true issues are. I mean, I don't know anybody that's not maxed out on their credit cards, second home equity loans. The bankruptcy law has left everybody totally exposed. I mean, you could pick a subject. And what they've done is they've rolled over for the big boys to the detriment of the little guys.
Well, there's much too much made of common sense, the degeneration having been so thorough that the reservoir of anything could be called common sense is so surprisingly tiny. There's no shortcut to education, even a segment of the people to, say, a bare minimum level of education. But as I said, you're going to, on virtually all these issues, you're going to find that common accord is going to evaporate. And, like I said, I'm not being pessimistic at all, but your thoughts then?
Well, we're finding that there's a lot of pessimism. There's a lot of people out there that are feeling a sense of hopelessness, but what they've been looking for is a plan. They've been looking for a different direction because they already know. Whether they voice it or whether they keep it to themselves, they already know that what we have is broke and it's not working. What they don't know is, okay, what is it going to take to fix it? And I haven't seen anybody that's not willing to roll up their sleeves to do something to make it better. They just don't know what to do because they already know whether if you back the DNC or the RNC, you're not backing anything that's different, really. I mean, you're not backing anything that's going to fundamentally change your life because it's all about their empowerment, all about their friends staying in power, and they will continue the policy changes to your detriment regardless of who's sitting in the White House.
What do you do when you have a situation of just 70% of people that call themselves conservatives probably wouldn't want to see Social Security privatized, say, over a 15-year span?
Let's get your response to that, Carl, after the break, and then we've got a long segment on this edition of the National Intel Report. Carl Schwartz.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calf ache, I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We're back, and Roger, rephrase your question for Mr. Schwartz.
Yeah, what do you do with a situation where probably 70% of the people that call themselves conservatives would object even to, say, privatizing, turn it over to privacy or non-governmental, say, over a span of 15 years?
If you were to read Chapter 16 of my book, I sent a white paper to the Republican leadership and the White House about something that we uncovered in the bankruptcy courts of how people were pipelining a transfer of wealth scheme from stockholders, investors, people like that, over to just a very, very short list of wealthy elite backers of both of these parties.
Well, you're referring to the proposals to lock in that hammerlock government control over Social Security instead of having a truly private retirement options.
Well, yes. No. What we were warning them about back then is until you go back and change some things about RICO being used against stock fraud, and also the bankruptcy code, which basically has removed any shareholder rights. That's why they get zero in these bankruptcies. They're no longer considered the owners of the company. You know, publicly traded companies, they consider the management not as hired help. They consider them as the owners, not the shareholders. And they also went back in and changed the accounting standards and the reporting rules where collectively over a period from George Herbert Walker Bush through Clinton and then up to this Bush, they have literally legitimized massive theft of funds. And,
yeah.
our recommendation was, is, hey, until you close those loopholes, do not approve privatization of Social Security, because the same people that spent millions of dollars lobbying to get the laws changed are the same people who stole hundreds of billions of dollars from the shareholders, and they want another $60 to $90 billion a year at risk in their capital markets so they can steal more out of people's retirements.
Well, you notice
the same people.
You notice virtually all the Republican proposals have the investments in their favored industries.
Yeah.
In other words, there's no more caveat emptor, which is the way it should be, where you, the individual, have to ride herd on your own investments, and instead of relying on idiotic things like the Securities and Exchange Commission to do your thinking for you.
Yeah, they want this pipelined into energy, electricity, to pharmacology, over into the defense industry, you know, just a few key industries. And I don't think that's right either, because all they're doing, that is their counterproposal to what we threw in their face. They said, you know, if you do this open market private investment, you have to shut down the loopholes, and you have to punish these people, because these are the same people that just stole a couple $100 billion from American investors. And now they want to steal more, so don't do it. What did they do? They did nothing. So what we did was we sent the same proposal to the Democrats. What did they do? They did nothing. That's when I started figuring out they're all on the same side, and that's not your side and my side.
Well, my larger point was, once you undermine people's favored socialist panaceas, then you're going to find this unity evaporate. Yes.
Well, possibly, but we're hitting in some different directions. I mean, I can't explain to you in 30 seconds what's in a 51-page document. This political plan is the result of a lot of RICO investigations, squaring off with these people in D.C. and in Wall Street. We know what the problems are, and we think we know what's going to ignite America behind it.
Thanks for your call, Roger. I appreciate it. Leslie, thanks for holding. Leslie in Virginia, you're on next.
Carl, I agree with everything that you're saying. However, I don't know how on your – I think the answer lies in the financial disclosures on these public officials. And you're probably very quite aware of the loopholes on that with limited partnerships, whereas before 86 you had to disclose in the local municipalities their names and their interest, and the public filing was kept on record. What is so tragic here is that, 9/11 Commission, Alex Jones brought up the conflicts of interest of the 9/11 Commission, and it was interesting listening today on his show. Michael, I can't pronounce his name, Gustavo, I believe that's his last name, and he was one of the people that filed suit, because Alex mentioned, getting to get new elected people in there, and he said, well, they campaigned on this issue on that New London, Connecticut case that people are calling in about, and as soon as they got elected, they voted the same way.
Right.
And I think what we've got to do. Oh, it was interesting on that case, I didn't understand this, is I didn't understand how the Supreme Court, it seems to me they overstepped the jurisdiction, because they have jurisdiction in interstate commerce, and I didn't understand how they would have the authority to rule on a Connecticut property issue, and to me it seemed like they were legislating from the bench.
Pretty much so, but their argument would be, oh, well, some of these real estate developers that'll be proposing all these privatization projects are interstate, you know.
Well, I think the key here, Carl, is that what we've got to do is if you compare a disclosure statement from someone who works for the federal government, I haven't seen one in several years, and compare that. As you know, that's underneath the microscope. You know, their stocks, their property, their cash on hand, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you compare that to the judges and the public local officials on up, I think you'll find that amazing. We need to tighten that up.
I mean, I can show you places where the judges own the courthouse and the county rents the courthouse from them.
Oh, I'm not. Hey, listen, I can tell you cases too. But the point being,
they've got opulent quarters, by the way, and courtrooms and chambers.
Yes, but the point being, no one's going after this issue, and that is the financial disclosure. How many people do you think on these public officials, and it's going to affect their voting, if we tighten this up and go after it? You're going to see a lot of changed votes out here.
Yeah, well, one of the things I've been squared off on for about 5 years, I coined the phrase financial terrorist. When I started seeing some of these people go through our bankruptcy courts, and we backed up, say, 6 months or 12 months, we started tracking the same people I was seeing in court were the same people who intentionally put these companies under. They were doing illegal offshore trading. Our government was sitting up there looking the other way, and then they'd walk in there and take a, you know, $10 billion company over for a, you know, penny and a half on the dollar.
Oh, no, I don't question that,
what I'm saying on the financial terrorism side is also the financial disclosure. Once you see that, you'll know who the terrorists
are.
Yes,
but have you noticed how they respond to you? They say, quote, we have not broken any laws.
Well, either that or they passed the law in such a way that they were exempted from that law.
Well, Carl, that's where the action is. We've got to get limited partnerships where they have to file with the local municipality. We've got to start there. We got to start that these public officials have got to have full disclosure like the rest of the people that work for these agencies. It's very simple. And I can't see anyone going against you. I don't care what side of the fence. Now, if we can get this, we know the people we're dealing with. We can alleviate a lot of this corruption.
Well, that is true. And what you're calling full disclosure, we call accountability.
Absolutely, accountability, and that's what we don't have. And it's frightening to look at the people at the 9/11 Commission. It's looking, and they wonder how the savings and loan fiasco, where the taxpayers had to pick up over $500 billion. As you know, the scam continues, and it just goes on and on. And now they're going with intimate domain, hitting Joe Blow off the street now.
Yeah, if you look at my website under articles, the carlschwartz.com website, you will see an article where I wrote two articles exposing the conflicts of interest of the 9/11 people. That came out about 6 months ago.
Okay, Carl. Well, first of all, I want to commend you, and we have got to get this on the local, state, and federal issue. Make this, in my view, number one, because we've got to know who we're dealing with directly. And that way, when they violate these laws, all we're asking for is the same financial disclosures that we had before 1986, before these rogues got over and changed it in every state.
Well, I have a little different way of saying it. I want the same financial disclosures on them that they demand of me.
Right, and also, if they're going to require these federal requirements for workers on the federal, state, local, I don't know about local, but these strict disclosure requirements, how come they can't comply? And this is in regards to their wife, their children, and et cetera.
Exactly. I mean, that's one of the things that does need to be implemented across the board at all elected office levels.
Thank you.
You'll notice a lot of changed faces. They won't bother to run. You can believe that.
Thanks, Leslie.
Hey, thanks. Thanks a million, John.
I appreciate it very much. By the way, the pension funds were mentioned here, retirement funds. According to Chris Mack at the Free Market News Network, he says a study conducted by the Watson Wyatt Worldwide has found about 11% of the existing pensions were discontinued last year. The AP reported about 7% of existing pension programs were discontinued in 2003. Two-thirds of the 1,000 largest companies still have some sort of pension program. However, that number is decreasing rapidly. 71 pension plans were either frozen or completely terminated in 2004. Freezing a plan means that employees can no longer contribute to the plan, and terminating a plan means that the employer itself defaults the plan to the government-run Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. Now, in recent years, corporations have been ending pension plans in favor of the 401k plans, in which employees are responsible for the majority of the retirement savings. In 2006, the employers are expected to start sponsoring Roth 401ks, for which employees contribute after-tax money to an account that the government promises, mind you, to never tax again. Some advisors, outliners to be sure, remain determinedly skeptical that the government will keep its promises regarding the Roth 401ks. You know, Carl, I watch United Airlines declare bankruptcy. I watch pension plans, which employees contributed to, go out the window.
Yes, they blew it out. About, what, $11 billion, I believe.
$11 billion. Just absolved it, took the people's money. That's their money. They worked for it.
That's absolutely true.
And Enron, what did they do with the 401ks and the pension plans there? That disappeared.
That was melted down, yes.
So, folks, you know, if you, and Carl, I'm not a financial advisor. I don't spend my time telling people what to do with their money or trying to plan for their financial future, but it would seem to me that if you're dealing with a corporation, that they're having more and more of a penchant for just blowing this stuff out, as you say, melting it down to put it into bankruptcy. What are people going to do here? Are they expected to believe that their corporation, their CEO, that's looking for the bottom line dollar or any which way in order to be competitive, or how they put it, be competitive? Are people's plans going to be there? Is their pension money going to be there? What would you do if you had a company and you had thousands of employees? What would you set up for them?
Well, I would tend to lean towards the 401k, but I would diversify it out. As far as what they're doing now on pension funds, if I worked for a major company like, say, United, say General Motors, United Airlines, something like that, I would not trust that that company was going to look after my best interest, say, to a 20- or 30-year career so I could retire and have a pension and Social Security coming in. They basically have restructured the way they do things to where this is all about government and corporate, and it's not about us at all. They don't care what happens to us.
Well, I noticed that the people in Washington, D.C. aren't going to collect Social Security checks. You know, I saw what George Bush did when the issue of the Downing Street memos was coming on scene. He was getting extreme heat over Iraq, the lies that were perpetrated, the weapons of mass destruction, and even the controlled media was starting to talk about this just a little bit. So what did we have? Our president of the United States, we're facing over $70 trillion in deficit in this country, no jobs, GM and companies like it facing junk bond status. We got this guy out there stumping to privatize, which has fallen on its face, but privatizing, trying to privatize portions of the Social Security money and allow the government to play around with this in the stock markets.
Exactly. I mean, that's just one more instance where they are trying to take our lives, our fortunes, our financial well-being, even our property, away from us and put it under their control.
What are you getting back? Carl, let me ask you this. What are you getting back from people that are in business? What are they saying to you?
And what type? Are you talking local or national?
Local, national, it doesn't matter. I mean, business, medium-sized and larger companies. You have a lot of contacts. What are they saying to you?
They're beginning to wonder if they're going to sell their companies and move on while the getting is good.
So just fold it, shut it down?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, what Patmos has, we've got some partners in Virginia. We've got an R&D center. We don't have a major production facility, but we're in the process right now of rolling up major production facilities in South America and Europe. And we're actually getting a lot more support from other governments and other universities and groups of people to do that. I mean, the United States has evolved under the latter years of the Clinton administration and now George Bush's administration. We're not the number one target area in the world for foreign investment capital anymore. The PRC is. And a lot of people don't understand that. And why that has happened is a combination of our laws, our regulations, our government policies. And, you know, people are going where the returns are, and right now the returns aren't here. I mean, we are in meltdown mode.
Well, just recently it was discovered the reason why Congress voted for the most favored nation status to set up this whole operation to transfer wealth and production out of the United States is Mr. Alan Greenspan addressed him and said, look, you better do this for the PRC over there, because if you do not, well,
they'll quit buying our government bonds.
Bingo.
Yeah. We can't continue to live lavishly and keep spending money like there's no tomorrow and there's no end to the money. Yeah, you're absolutely right. He went over there and recommended basically the entire undermining of our economy.
Mr. Greenspan, married to, that's right, somebody who works for NBC News. it's just a comfy little group. Look, we got to take the break here. I had an off-air question here. Do you have a video production? Do you have anything being produced as far as, you know, people being able to watch a video, see what you're talking about, see who you are?
We're working on it during the summer, yes.
Okay, real good. By the way, I'm starting to print out the political platform of Carl W.B. Schwartz, 2008 candidate for president, and it's called the American Patriot Movement, folks, and that's an independent party. We need to have a party in this town. We need to start routing these vipers out and get our country back, because they sure have sold us down the river. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
We got just enough time for a few more callers here with Carl W.B. Schwartz. The book, One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, A Conservative Republican Speaks Out. You can get a copy of that by calling 800-724-2719. $19.95 for the book, folks. 832 or 34 pages, I forgot which, but it's a thick one. And it is a good read, folks. It connects the dot as to why we're in Iraq. And this is starting to heat up, so educate yourself, talk intelligently to your friends and your neighbors, and let's get our boys home. Jim in Boston. Hello, Jim.
Hey, good evening. How are you tonight?
Good, sir.
Well, all I can say is this. If you remember the old The Wizard of Oz, there's a song in there called Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road, yep.
Yeah, well, guess what? You can follow the money trail, and it'll take you where it leads. Because I tell you, these rascals are nothing but traitors. And because I live in the state of Massachusetts, and I'll tell you, we got the worst judges up here in Boston. The real scum of the earth. I'm not joking. I'm speaking as a Christian patriot.
Well, the ones down in Houston, Texas, are pretty slimy, too.
Well, I don't know if we need to compare because folks know my feelings about federal courts and the judges that are, well, basically making up their own laws. And when they can't do it, we have the Supreme Court doing it for them, setting that precedent.
I'll tell you, since they could steal your property, watch out. They can steal your personal possessions. Once they cut that, they can steal your mind.
I heard it said one time that any government big enough to give you anything you want is also big enough to take anything they want from you.
And then some.
And then
you got it.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate your call, my friend. And one last call, Bob in Michigan. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a question for our guest.
Yes, sir.
Has he ever heard of the Taxpayers Party and Constitutional Party? They merged?
Yes, I have. But,
have you seen their format?
I've seen a fairly recent piece of it, but in some places the Constitution Party did not merge in. I mean, like that in Texas and places like that. So,
well, I was wondering what your platform is compared to that, because I believe they have a good platform. Compared to theirs?
I think ours is a little more expansive, and I think ours is designed to get more people from other parties that would not go with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to see everybody merge. Patriotic parties merge.
We've been talking about it behind the scenes. Right now, we've got members, the people have left, like Libertarian, Republican, Democrats, Reform,
great.
Green Party. They've all come with us. We haven't had anybody come over from the Communist or the Nazi Party yet. We've had a few spirited conversations with them. But, we're trying to get this to where... You know, collectively, I mean, I'm finding a lot of progressives that have already figured out the DNC is not going to get it done.
Right. I'll tap your website. It sounds interesting.
All right. Well, thank you for your call, Bob.
All right. Have a good weekend, Bob.
All right. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We are out of time. Political platform of Carl W.B. Schwartz, that will be on the website that's being created by our webmaster here at Republic Broadcasting Network, the American Patriot Movement. We got to get busy, folks, and we got to do it. And, Carl, I didn't even get around to the Patmos and what you're doing with the nanotechnology. I've recently been looking into that. It's exciting stuff. When you come back on, we'll have to talk about that.
Well, next time we do a show, we'll just focus on that.
All right. Sounds good. Carl, have a good weekend. Don't play too many holes of golf. Watch your back there.
Well, you know how I hit the ball. I shot 3 over yesterday.
Okay. All right. All right. Hey, Carl, thank you, my friend.
Talk to you later.
All righty. Take care. Folks, that'll do it for us today. Don't forget, coming up at the Truth Seekers meeting Sunday, June 26th at the China Emperor, Four Corners, 111 West William Candidate, South Congress, $7.99 buffet. But if you've already eaten, you just want to come in and have a cup of coffee and tea and commiserate, donate $2 for the door at the use of facilities. Also, Alan Davidson, Wheatgrass, looking into other things, and Robbie Noel. We'll see you there.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.